Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a tale as old as time. He's handsome, debonair. She's pretty and sweet. They lock eyes across the room.
Okay, hold on. Honey, you need to get your facts straight. Finding love today is more like...
Are we supposed to get married?
I'm going
to
just swipe
left. I just want somebody to share my life.
What does his text mean?
Maybe he's just not that into me.
Or even...
This relationship is already doomed.
That sounds like a non-negotiable for her. She should just move on.
You can keep waiting for the fairy tale, or you can get on board with the new rules of relationships. If you've read my advice in the LA Times, then you know this ain't your mama's love advice. This is Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman. Hello, lovers. Welcome to the Dates and Mates podcast. We are kicking off season 9, hot and heavy, with Nick Vile. You know him from The Bachelor, from The Bachelorette, from Bachelor in Paradise, and of course, from his hit podcast, The Vile Files. I'm so excited to welcome him here. And for this special hot teaser of the new season, we will be doing our most popular segment, Dear Damona.
Dear Damona.
Damona, help me.
Our first question comes to us from a listener named Amani. He says, I've been dating someone long distance since November. We met in person in February, and she's planning to move across country to live with me. We are discussing how much she should contribute to the rent or mortgage if she moves in. Here's the deal, Nick. They say she'll be looking for a job when she arrives, but there's no timetable in terms of when she could get a job, of course. But here's the kicker. She feels she should not have to contribute to the mortgage until she has a ring on her finger. Amani says, I feel she should contribute a portion per month, one third of the mortgage. Nick, what are your thoughts?
I think this relationship is already doomed.
Oh! Why? That is a bold statement, sir.
I think it really comes down to when you have to start when you have to be like, this is what I think. And the other person's like, well, I disagree. This is what I think. And there's until I'm engaged. That sounds like a non-negotiable for her. And he's like, well, I think you should pay a third. I don't really agree with either of them. You know, and what I mean by that is you got to understand the situation. You know, for me, when Natalie moved out, it meant a lot to me that she took the initiative to bring up the conversation about I want to be a part of this household and relationship. I thought it was important for me to recognize that it was going to take her time to find a job. I also was asking her to like uproot her life and move across the country. There's a cost there, a cost for her, you know, not only financially, but emotionally and things like that. I wanted to make sure that she wasn't stressing about money because I knew there were going to be so many other stresses. I mean, stressing about finding a job, stressing about missing your friends and family and things like that. So it's something that we talked about and worked through. And it's one of those things you're going to have to continue to talk about and work through. Because it can change. So I think you always have to check in. So the fact that they're having these kind of very hardline non-negotiables right off the bat, I just think, I don't know if these are two people who are focused on how do I communicate something that I think is going to be right for the relationship and not right for me. These people are already looking out for themselves more than the relationship. And I think that's not necessarily great.
Mm. Yeah, I will say that the ring on her finger part kind of made my spidey senses go up because that part felt like it can only breed resentment. Plus, like, isn't he already paying the mortgage? I imagine on the place that he's living, if he's living alone, he can afford it. Why not be a little bit gracious and give her a little bit of a runway? I mean, you don't want to give too much.
Well, like that's what I'm saying. Like, also, it's amazing. It's amazing what someone else will agree to once you offer up something yourself. Like, once you show that you're willing to make a sacrifice, if you're in a healthy relationship, most people are often like, well, you know what? If you're going to do that, let me do this, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, in a perfect world, I think that's what people should try to do.
Yeah. Okay. We have another question from a listener named Nicole. She says, I dated this guy in 2019 for 6 months. He got back in touch with me last fall, and we were flirting virtually pretty consistently until January. He initiated every convo. Since January, he's been reaching out periodically on different platforms, DMs, text, and asking me out. Then a couple weeks ago, he liked me on Hinge, which is how we originally met. He talked about how we're very compatible and asked me out again. Here's the problem. He doesn't follow through with plans. The last time he did this was a few weeks ago. He said his family was in town, but he could see me like a week and a half later. Then again, no follow-up. I addressed this and told him I'd really like him to make a plan because I would enjoy spending time with him. He loved that text, you know, like loved it, reacting. Yeah. But that's the last I've heard from him, and I want to see him. Is there any move I can make at this point that wouldn't seem pathetic? Should I wait for the next time he comes around? Love to know your thoughts. Just for background, in case you need it, she says, I'm 31, he's 33.
I think she should just move on. This is a guy who likes her, and he's just not excited about her. And he probably likes a lot of different women. He certainly has other women in his life he's talking to.
Yes, tell us this, the real scoop. This ain't your mama's love advice. This is Dates and Mates with Damona Hoffman.